What we believe. Church organization is divine. New members of the church often hear terms they have not heard before. Priesthood keys, setting apart, laying on of hands, baptisms for the dead, mutual, relief society, and so on. They hear familiar terms used in unfamiliar ways. Deacon, patriarch, bishop, counselor, sacrament, calling, release, testimony, ordinance, and many others. If you find yourself in that situation, don't worry. The more you attend church, study the scriptures and lesson materials, and interact with church members, the better you will come to understand these terms. In the meantime, don't hesitate to ask members of your ward or branch. They would be glad to explain anything that doesn't make sense to you. Terms like these are important because they reflect church doctrine, policies, practices, and organization, which come from the scriptures and by revelation to modern prophets. The Savior leads His church today by revealing His will to the First Presidency, the President of the Church and his two counselors, and the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. The church is organized today essentially the same way the Lord organized it when He was on the earth. See Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 6. Just as in biblical times, we have prophets, apostles, members of the 70, missionaries who go out two by two, and bishops and other local leaders. All who serve in the church are volunteers. They are called, asked to serve by inspiration of their leaders. In time, you will be given a calling, a responsibility, an opportunity to serve. As you accept it willingly and fulfill it to the best of your ability, the Lord will bless your efforts to serve His children. No matter your background, you can contribute valuable spiritual gifts. As a church member, you are part of the body of Christ. See 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Your contribution is important to the functioning of the church. For more information, see Moroni chapter 6, Doctrine and Covenants section 20, and church organization at lds.org/topics. Leaders in your ward serve in a presidency, a president and two counselors. The bishop and his two counselors form the bishopric and preside over the ward. The Relief Society president serves the women in the ward and helps strengthen their families. The Elders' Quorum Presidency and the High Priest Group Leaders serve the men in the ward and help strengthen their families. The Primary Presidency serves the children, and the Young Men and Young Women Presidencies serve the youth ages 12 through 18. The Sunday School Presidency oversees Sunday School classes and helps improve gospel learning and teaching in the ward. Note, Foundation of Apostles and Prophets. Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. End of the section, What We Believe, Church Organization is Divine. Read by Wes Nelson.